Sup, man. Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "This is why Indians are extremely dangerous to white people." Now, I know TFM has been saying of all the ethnic people out there that America can import from, such as Muslim, African, that the Indians are the least shitty option. But the reality of the matter, in the long run, Indians are the worst options for America. I'd venture to say that Indians are actually worse than the Jewish people. And the reason behind it is that we Jews tend to be a little bit more tactful in how we oppress others. But when it comes to Indians, it's just pure evil on their part. So what happened, and this has been happening for a while, and a lot of people have been telling me this. I've had people telling me that, you know, Indians, you know, all of a sudden they turn on you. All of a sudden, Indian people, they're always complaining. They're always demanding free stuff. They're always accusing you of, like, doing something bad so they can get something for free. I told you, the guy who does my Japanese hair straightening, you know, this hair is not naturally straight. I use Japanese hair straightening. So the guy who does my hair, he told me that he stopped serving Indian people, and he'll tell them, "Hey, listen, my stuff does not work on Indian hair. It's going to destroy your hair. I'm not going to take the liability. I'm sorry, I can't do your hair." But the reality of the matter is, he told me he doesn't want to serve Indians anymore because they're always haggling. And then when you finally do the Japanese straightening for them, they tell you, "Oh, it's not what I thought. You ruined my hair." So he's like, Indian people are not worth it. You know, I myself here at the restaurant, I'm probably going to deny service to Indian people myself here at the restaurant. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of these Indian people, because we're the only shawarma place in the whole county, believe it or not. We're the only shawarma place. A lot of Indians, unfortunately, they come here and they're always demanding discounts. They're always saying, "Oh, brother, I got $5 in my pocket, brother. I don't have $10, brother." You know, if you go to fucking McDonald's and you do that, you think they're going to be like, "Yeah, bro, that's cool," you know, but they do that with us, right? So we got a lot of Indian people, they want discounts. And then when they eat the food, they say, "Oh, brother, the food is spoiled, brother." It's like, come on, dude. We just cooked the food like 2 hours ago, dude. So that's number one. Number two is that online, they're doing the same thing. Like on Uber Eats and DoorDash, guys, I'm no longer accepting orders from Indian people and Muslim people on DoorDash and Uber Eats. I'm rejecting their orders flat out. If your name is Mohammed, if your name is Raj, I'm rejecting your order, dude. Because we had an issue with Uber that I just solved before I made this video. So when I came back from Colombia, the truck was closed for like 2 weeks because I was in Colombia, as you guys know. So I come back from Colombia, I get brand new food, I cook brand new food. And these two Indian people, they ordered it at the same time. They're probably friends, they're probably in on it. One guy claims that he didn't get the right order, which is impossible because I'm the only person on the damn truck, and we get an order an hour. If we're lucky at that, we get an order an hour. If we're lucky, okay? So yeah, that order was not wrong. Then another Indian, he got three items, and then he complained to Uber that the items were spoiled, which there's no way they could have been spoiled because I just bought and cooked the food like a couple of hours ago. So I called up Uber Eats. They didn't take the money away from me, and they actually blocked the customers from ordering from me again because they looked at their address, they looked at the time, and they're like, "Yeah, this is a concerted effort of these people, you know, trying to scam you." So they didn't take money from me, and again, they blocked these Indians from ordering from me ever again. And I told them, "Listen, there's an Indian flight school around here. There's a lot of Indians. They don't work. A lot of them, you know, they just can't afford to go eat out every night. So it's actually normal for them to complain that they got free food, and so they can get free food. And the person I was talking with, you know, they told me, yeah, we know this area that you're in, we get a lot of people saying the order was wrong, that the order was spoiled just so they can get free food, you know. This is very, very disrespectful on the part of the Indian people. And now, with Trump putting Indian people in charge of everything, they're gonna bring that to you white people. You white people watching this have to understand this, and understand this really good. The minute Indians start disrespecting you, you guys gotta take them out back, Old Yeller style. For those of you don't know, Old Yeller, it's a movie that was made when was Old Yeller made? Like 50s, 60s? So Old Yeller is a very old movie. It's about this guy and a dog, and we just got a 5-star rating from a white dude. See, this is why I'd rather serve white people. I don't want to serve Indian people, you know. If an Indian person comes up to this truck, I'm gonna be like, hey man, I'm not serving today. I'm just here chilling. I'm gonna go to an event later on. I don't want to deal with Indians anymore. I don't want to deal with Indians. I don't want to deal with Muslims, even though Islam is a religion, you know. But sadly, most Muslims are Indians and Arabs around this area. So there's an old saying in the Middle East: the window that lets in the cold air, close it, okay? I don't want to deal with Indians and Muslims. I'm not desperate for their money, dudes. I'm really not desperate for their money. So I'd rather not deal with them at all. Anyway, so what was I telling you before I got this 5-star rating from a white dude? What the hell was I telling you, people? I was telling you something about Old Yeller. So Old Yeller is a movie that was done like probably 50, 60 years ago. It's about this kid who had a dog. He loved the dog. The dog got rabies, and the dog had to be put down, meaning the dog had to be killed. So the kid was like, I'm gonna kill my dog. If anybody is gonna put down my beloved dog, it's gonna be me. This is what you guys have to do with Indian people once they start disrespecting you as white people. Now, I'm not telling anybody to go out there and shoot Indian people. I'm simply telling you guys that you gotta get rid of Indian people. Eventually, you white people out there, you need to start getting rid of Indian people. Because I'm telling you guys, Indian people, they are the worst of all the colored people. And that's because they are so physically ugly that the only way they can feel good about themselves is if they make you feel bad again. So again, it's all because Indians are the ugliest people on the face of the planet. Like, the Indian phenotype is fugly. Like, where I am in Florida, we have a lot of Guatemalans, you know. Guatemalans are short, they're brown, just like Indian people, but their phenotype, because they got some white blood in them here, the Guatemalan phenotype is not that bad. I mean, it's not the best phenotype in the face of the planet, don't get me wrong, but compared to Indians, I would take a short brown Guatemalan chick over your typical Indian chick, unless, of course, you know, Alexander the Great ripped her mama 5,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago. So Indian people know that they have the ugliest face of all, even uglier than gorilla face, you know. So because of that, the Indian people, they're miserable on the inside, and they want to make sure that you are miserable as well. So yesterday I was listening to a podcast by Stephen Molyneux, and Stephen Molyneux, as you guys know, is blue eye, blonde, white. He's bald, but he's probably was blonde. He was interviewing his 15-year-old daughter, and they're both in Canada. And I've been to Canada to meet Sandman, and I know for a fact that Indians are pretty much everywhere in Canada. Even though I was only in Canada for like a couple of hours, all I saw was fucking Indians, you know? So Stephen Molyneux, he was, like I said, he was interviewing her 15-year-old daughter about life and work, and she was telling him that she's now working at a new cafe. She likes it, but the problem is that her co-worker is always giving her shit, and she actually spoke in the accent of the Indian woman. So she's like, oh yeah, this my co-worker, she's always like, why did you not clean up the refrigerator? Did I not tell you to clean up the refrigerator? And we know that this is Indian accent. See, the thing about you white people is, you white people cannot be nice to colored people. Colored people are scum, okay? If you, as superior white people, are nice to colored people, they're gonna take advantage of you. Think about it from this perspective, right? Let's say you're a rich dude and you're throwing tons of money at some sharmuta. She knows you're a simp. She knows she can be like, hey, papi, send me $1 million right now, papi. She knows that, right? So when you white people are good to colored people, they're gonna take advantage of you, okay? So this is why you white people, you gotta start I don't wanna say mistreating, but you gotta keep the colored people at bay. You have to keep them on lock, you know? Treat them mean, keep them keen, you know, that old saying, right? So you white guys out there, you gotta start calling blacks, Indians, Muslims, Arabs, you gotta start calling colored people out on their bullshit. Let them know that, hey man, we're not gonna take this anymore. So you guys out there gotta understand that with Trump putting Indians in position of power, your country is gonna be destroyed, okay? Look at the UK. The UK is destroyed. Why? Because of Indians. Canada is destroyed. Why? Because of Indians. America very soon will be destroyed because of Indians. You guys need to understand, okay? Satan knows Indians are an inferior people. He knows that they're short, brown, and fugly. He knows that deep, deep, deep down, Indians have so much hatred for themselves that they're gonna take other innocent people with them. This is why Satan is filling the West with Indian people, okay? You guys out there, look, some of the coolest people I know are Indians, okay? Depending on the caste, the region you're from, and most importantly, did Alexander the Great rape your mama? You know, because if Alexander the Great raped your mama, you as an Indian person, you're going to be looking good. And I know some good-looking Indian, but if you're like 100% Indian, you ain't got no white blood in you, no foreign blood in you, you're going to look like a fugly motherfucker. You know, that's just how it is, dudes, okay? So these pure-bred Indians, they're the ugliest people on the face of the planet, okay? They have a worse phenotype than gorilla face, okay? So you definitely don't want to be with these people at all. So when these people start taking power here in America, they will be, they will start oppressing you. You guys need to understand this, okay? Arabs and Persians, they want to be white, okay? Arabs and Persians, they want to be white. Therefore, they'll be lackeys to white people so they can be accepted by white people. Indians, on the other hand, they want to replace white people, okay? See, Indians are the new Jews. And I didn't say that, guys. You guys remember, I told you, like, fucking 10 plus years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, I don't remember, but it was a long time ago. I was watching Scrubs, and a guy was going to be operated on, and his doctor was an Indian, and the guy said, I want a Jew to operate on me. And the Indian doctor said, Indians are the new Jews, okay? So Indians, like Jews, they want to replace white people, okay? They don't want to be you. They want to replace you. Because that's the only way they can feel good about themselves, is if they replace you, okay? Now, Jews are trying to replace white people with inferior colored people, you know? I mean, honestly, think about it, okay? Let's say you replace white people with fucking gorilla face or some short, brown, fugly Muslim still. You're gonna feel good about yourself as a Jew because the person you replace the white man with is uglier than you. But because the Indians are the ugliest people on the face of the planet, who are they gonna replace white people with who are uglier than them? There is no such thing as uglier than Indian people, okay? So Indian people are gonna be very, very tyrannical and oppressive when it comes to white people. So you white dudes out there, if you are working for a company like Stephen Molyneux's daughter, okay? If you have like an Indian manager, just leave, okay? Don't let bad Indians, okay? Because again, there are some cool ass Indians out there, but those have been, their mom has been raped by Alexander the Great, okay? They got some white in them, that's why they're cool, but your typical purebred Indian, yeah, that person is the worst piece of shit on the face of the planet, okay? Eventually, what we Arabs know about Indians, you white people are gonna find out the hard way. You guys have to understand. See, Indians, they view us Arabs lower than white people. So they can mistreat us, and to them that's okay because we're lower than white people. You see, as Indians become more in number and they get more better positions in America, like for example, like the guy who runs the FBI is Indian. As Indians become more numerous and actually have more power in America, they're gonna start attacking white people. And I am telling you, dudes, once Indians start disrespecting you white people, you have no choice but to take them out back Old Yeller style, okay, guys? It's not gonna get any better with Indians, okay? You guys need to understand this really good, okay? Looks are the most important thing in the world, okay? I know Indian people, okay, guys? I grew up with Indian people. I go to the masjid with Indian people. I drove cab with Indian people. I know Indian people. Let me tell you something about Indian people, guys. They know that they're fucking fugly. They know that nobody wants them. You see, a lot of Indian people, they wanted to come to America. They wanted to come to Canada. And they did. But guess what? A lot of Indians, they're working like at a liquor store 12 hours a day making, you know, less than minimum wage because, you know, they're not citizens, right? They're working under the table. No girl wants to be with them. Nobody on Tinder is checking out for them. So imagine that you're an Indian, your entire life is, I want to go to the West. You finally come to the West. And you realize that you're lower than a nigger. You're lower than a black man in the West, you know? What's that gonna do to your self-esteem, guys? Yeah, you're gonna be a very, very angry, bitter, and hurtful person. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So this is why you guys out there gotta understand that these Indian people, all the self-hatred, all the anger, all their inferiority complex, they're gonna start taking it out on you white people once Indians become the majority of people in a country, and especially when they start having all the power. Because from a Jewish perspective, this is perfect, you know? The CEO of YouTube is an Indian. So guess what's gonna happen? You know, see, we Jews are very smart. Rather than us taking the blame, we're now putting fucking curry sales who are subservient to us in power, okay? And so these curry cells, they're the ones who are going to take the fall. They're the ones who are going to be in the cross line, in the hair lines or the cross lines of the fire. Whether that's figurative or literal, we're going to find that out together. But whatever the case is, we Jews are purposely letting the Indians take the fall for us. Because at the end, when the white man is like, fuck these curry sales, you're going to go after the curry sale. You're not going to go after the Indian, you know, after the Jew. Because the thing is, with Jews being white, you know, Jews can simply take off their yarmulke and they look like anybody else, you know, they look like any white dude, you know. But when it comes to Indians, it's like, unless you're going to bleach your skin and have major, major cosmetic surgery, you can always tell an Indian person, okay? And you guys gotta understand this really good, is that colored people know they're inferior, dudes. This whole black is beautiful is bullshit. Colored people know they're inferior. Like TFM said, black people wanna be white. Arab people wanna be white. Shit, I'm putting, like, sunscreen on me, so... And just to let you guys know, not only did sunscreen work on me, as you guys can tell, but I'm not getting called fucking Indian as much as I used to, you know, thanks to sunscreen and shit like that, you know. I've been getting called Italian recently, which is partially true, because I am part Italian. You see, you guys gotta understand something about looks, okay? Looks are not a social construct, okay? Why do people want to fuck Stacy but not fuck Pajit? It's not a social construct, okay? It is a non-voluntary action, okay? And let me give you an example. You know, and this happened to me yesterday, right? You know, as you guys know, here at the truck, after the sun goes down, it's like super duper dark, you know, it's like scary, right? Even though it's only like 7 o'clock, it's like totally dark outside, it's kind of scary. So, when I'm packing up the truck last night, standing out here, all of a sudden I hear a rustle in the bushes, and, you know, involuntary movement. My body shifts toward the sound of the rustling in the bushes. Why? Because it could have been a grizzly bear, right? Now, of course, there's no grizzly bears where I'm at, you know. Worst case scenario is probably a freaking raccoon, which, you know, it's not going to kill me. Unless it's going to give me rabies, which, let's be honest, unless you fuck with it, you know, raccoons ain't going to go out of their way to bite you. But you guys need to... What the hell is that? Probably one of my mini machines. I got DoorDash, I got Uber, I got Clover. Anyways, let's get back to the video. So, you guys need to understand, involuntary actions is something that happens on a biological level, okay? This is not conscious thinking. So, when I was standing at the truck last night, you know, packing it up, and I heard that rustling noise, boom, my body just turned to it. Not because I thought of turning to it, but my body on its own accord, it turned to it because, hey, that could have been a grizzly bear. And that split second between my body turning to it and me thinking to myself, should I turn to the rustling noise? That bear could have eaten me. Again, this is all stuff that is built biologically into us as human beings. For example, if you're driving down the street in your car and a kid comes out in front of you, you know, you're going to swerve. It's going to happen instantly, okay? You're not going to be like, should I swerve to hit this kid or not? Now, of course, if it was Coach Bitchpill, you're going to floor it and you know what. But then again, nobody really cares about Coach Bitchpill. But then again, what are those poor truckers in Brisbane, Australia going to do if nobody's there to suck their dick? But this video is not about tranny faggots. So, what I'm trying to get to you guys is that a lot of stuff is involuntary. It's hard-coded into biology. You have no power over it, okay? So social constructs really don't exist. So a social construct would be like, well, the reason why we don't eat shit, it's because of social contract. No, we don't eat shit because our body is not gonna let us eat shit, okay? That's just hard-coded biology, okay? Now, when it comes to Indian people, the reason why we don't like Indian people, it's because it's hard-coded in our biology not to like people who are of inferior genetics, okay? This is why all the women out there avoid Indian people, because it's a biological thing. It's not, again, it's not a conscious thing, you know? It's a biological thing. On a hardware, biological level, women avoid Indians simply because of the inferior genetic makeup. And, you know, even if you were born in India, doesn't mean it's over for you. If you are a descendant of Alexander the Great because he raped your mama, you know, you're gonna do fine, okay? But again, if you are a purebred, short, brown, and fugly Indian, no woman wants you. And in general, people don't respect genetically inferior men, okay? Now, you guys take me for example, dudes. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. And I found out why I gained 25 pounds on this truck. Because I was wondering to myself, you know, I'm not eating unhealthy food. Why did I gain 25? Why did I gain 25 pounds? I gained 25 pounds in like 2 months, you know? And I'm like, what the hell am I eating, you know? This makes no sense. I just found out why. Our garlic sauce, because as you guys know, garlic sauce is very important with shawarma. So we use sunflower oil to make our garlic sauce with, right? So yesterday, I happened to look at the back of this and I'm like, holy shit. There's 150 calories in 1 tablespoon of this sunflower oil. And there's 96 servings, okay? So 96, let's say 100 times 100. 100 times 100 is what? 10,000. This bottle has about, let me show you. I used a little bit of it last night. This bottle has about 10,000 calories in it, okay? 10,000 calories is in this bottle, dudes, okay? So I've been snacking on pita chips with this garlic sauce, and this is why I gained so much weight. You know, when I went to Colombia for 2 weeks and I came back, I thought I actually gained weight in Colombia because I was eating out every day in Colombia. It's actually cheaper for me to eat out in Colombia than try to cook my... Well, it's cheap to cook your own food in Colombia, but it's so fucking cheap to eat out that, you know, might as well eat out, right? Not to mention, you know, as a restauranter, I want to see what the enemy is doing, so give me kind of like a business incentive to eat out. I honestly thought I gained weight in Colombia because I was eating fried chicken, I was eating hamburgers. I thought I gained weight, but I actually lost 4 pounds being in Colombia. I gained those 4 pounds back in a matter of days. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? And like I said, last night, oh God, I think I have Indians coming over. Oh shit, I think I know them. I think I know those Indians. They're cool. If you're a cool Indian, that's cool. If I know you and you're cool, but if I don't know you and you have that aura around you that says I'm a troublemaker, I'm just gonna like be like, hey man, we're close dudes, you know, we're prepping for an event, you know. Anyway, so the reason why I gained all that weight was because of the garlic sauce. I was dipping the garlic sauce with the pita chips. So the garlic sauce, guys, I still do it. I still serve it for customers. But I'm not going to be indulging myself in the garlic sauce. Talk to you later. All right, guys, I am back. So, yeah, I served the Indian customers. I know them. They bought from us before. They're cool. They're an Indian couple. They're light skin, decent phenotype. Really cool people. The guy wanted to see if he can sample my baklava. So I gave him the whole thing for free for $5. They had a big order and he's a cool person. I just gave him the whole baklava for free. So this just goes to show you guys, just because you're Indian doesn't mean it's necessarily over for you, you know. And coincidentally, this is why the MGTOW community, we gotta praise Yogi Obes, dude. So like, Yogi Obes did the right thing. He hooked up with a white chick. He deleted his social media and he just disappeared. You know, that's really the smart thing for him to do. Unfortunately, his gay boyfriend, Coach Bitchpill, is not gonna do that. But then again, if Coach Bitchpill disappears, how are we all gonna feel good about ourselves if we can't compare ourselves to Coach Bitchpill anymore? But again, this video is not about tranny faggots. So, point I'm trying to get across to you guys before I close up this video is that looks, okay? As long as you're light skin, you got a decent face, that's all that matters, dudes. I mean, they were not short, okay? They were average height, okay? So, the Indians were, you know, and a lot of these Indians, they're not brown, you know, like they were my skin color, okay, dudes? Some of these Indian guys, they're like almost black. That's how dark brown they are. Plus, their skin don't shine like my former Korean girl who did my hair. She said the Indian skin don't shine. So, yeah, if you have an ugly phenotype, you're dark brown and you're short, yeah, you're better off jumping off a bridge. In all honesty, I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you otherwise, but you guys gotta understand this really good, okay, guys? It's not, desire is not a social construct, okay? I mean, if you look at a hot woman and then you look at Candy Kong, you know, black woman with gorilla face, you're gonna choose the hot woman. This is why black women are fat. This is why they're loud. It's because they know they're undesirable. They know that other than black men, which they don't want because they don't want to be black, okay? Black women don't want to be black. Black women want to be white. But you know what? That's the best they can do. The best a black woman can do is another black man, okay? Trust and believe, if black women could have kids with white people, there never ever would be an abortion among the black community, right? Like, black women aborted what? Tens of millions of black babies? If that was Chad's baby, there would be no such thing as abortion in the black community, dudes, okay? But this just goes to show you how race and phenotype is so fucking important. And the reality of the matter is, the closer you are to like white people in looks, the more desirable you are. This is why my Latinas are now my favorite, right? Because we all know that the conquistadors, you know, they killed the men and fucked the squaws. So at the end of the day, guys, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the white phenotype, the white characteristics are by far the most desired from a biological perspective. This is just what your body desires, you know. If I took a piece of shit from the ground and I put it in your face, you're gonna look the other way, you're gonna run. Not because, oh my god, it's shit, I don't like shit, but because that's what your body is telling you. It's the same thing with desire, okay? you see a Stacy walking by, it's like, oh, baby, what's your name, you know? But when you see Candy Kong walk by, you're like, ew, guys. Like, when I'm at Walmart, dude, because we got a lot of fat, ugly black women. When I'm walking around Walmart, dudes, a lot of times I see these fat, ugly black women walking around wearing tight clothes, thinking they're some sort of supermodel. And this is the look on my face. You know, that's how I look, you know? And, you know, I'm not doing that to be mean. I'm not doing that to be rude. It's just my body's, my biology's way of saying hail to the no, you know? So, it is what it is. Now that you black people out, now that you white people out there understand that Indians want to replace you rather than be subservient. See, Indians don't want to be white because they know they can't be white, okay? Like, right now in the Arab world, dudes, like, Arabs are bleaching their skin white, they're straightening their hair, they're putting blue contact lenses in. You know, my ex used to do all that shit, and I'm like, look, bitch, I'm gonna draw the line and put in blue contacts in, okay? You wanna bleach your skin? Okay. You wanna straighten your hair? Okay. But I'm drawing the line at blue contacts because having blue eyes is something that is God-given, you know? It's obviously, it's God-given, right? So having blue eyes indicates a certain type of genetics. So if you're a girl and you have blue eyes, but in reality, you have brown eyes, you are cheating, as far as I'm concerned. You're cheating, okay? Now, I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, yo, Amr, don't you have, like, wavy hair, but you straighten your hair? Isn't that kind of like cheating? Well, if I stick my dick in a girl with a straight hair, boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka, mission accomplished, okay? But if you're a brown-eyed dude and you stick your dick in a girl who doesn't have blue eyes, but she puts blue contacts in, well, guess what? You ain't gonna have blue-eyed kids. This is what you guys need to understand out there, okay? So at the end of the day, dudes, white characteristics are desired the most. That's what our biology prefers. It is what it is. Now that you understand that black people, that Indian people cannot be black, cannot be white, then that's when you understand that they want to replace you at that point. Because, see, you know the old saying, he hates me because he can't be me, and, you know, that he is Coach Bitchpill, you know. It's the same thing with Indian people. They hate you because they can't be you. So, only other option they have is to what? Replace you. This is what you guys need to understand. As Indians become more and more in this country, as Indians take more and more power, especially the Pajits, because Donald Trump is putting Pajits in power. He's not putting in the Punjabi. He's not putting in the light-skinned Indians. No, he's putting fucking Pajits in power. So as more and more Pajits get into power, as more and more Pajits come to this country, dudes, the more you're gonna be terrorized, the more you're gonna be oppressed, the more you're gonna be taken advantage of as white people. You guys need to understand that at the end of the day, these Indians, they don't care about me as much as they care about white people. The white people are the holy grail, okay? Indian people don't care about me. Worst case scenario, an Indian will go on DoorDash and Uber and give me a fake review, which I'll call Uber and DoorDash and be like, hey man, these guys are scammers, okay? Get rid of those negative reviews, okay? That's like worst case scenario. But at the end of the day, Indians, again, the ugly ones, they want to replace white people, okay? So again, look at the UK. UK has too many Pajits. Look at Canada. See, the thing is, guys, once a country has too many Pajits, it's over. it's like a ship that is leaning to one side. When a ship leans too much to one side, it's gonna capsize, dudes, okay? Right now, we can still save America from the Pajits, okay? Best way to do that is to tell that nigger in power, Donald Trump, hey, dude, we don't want fucking Pajits, you know? And if he forces Pajits on you, don't listen to them. Don't comply to them. I'm telling you guys, when it comes to Indian people, again, like the Indian people I just served 10 minutes ago, nicest, greatest people in the world because they're decent looking and they're light skinned, okay? Like I said before, and I'm going to say it again. Just because you're born in India doesn't mean you have to jump off a cliff. It all comes down to how you look. You look at this Kash Patel, you know, the guy, the curry seal that Donald Trump wants to make in charge of the FBI. He's short, he's brown, he's fugly. This guy's going to do everything in his power to oppress and terrorize white people, okay? So, lastly, before I end this video, is that you white people, you can't be nice to colored people. You have to put them in their place. I can't say this enough. You have to put colored people in their place, especially the ugly ones, okay? Because decent looking people, they're happy. Like I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, dudes. Even at the lowest point in my life where I didn't even have 50 cents for a can of tuna, I was saying to God, thank you, God, for my looks, my body, my height, okay? So the Kash Patel, I don't care how rich Kash Patel is. I don't care how well-connected Kash Patel is. He's always gonna be a Pajit. He's always gonna be a curry seal. And there's absolutely, positively, without a doubt. Oh, Lord. There's absolutely, positively, without a doubt, nothing Kash Patel can do to escape being a Pajit, okay? And because of that, he's forever gonna be angry. Because of that, he's gonna be forever terrorizing and oppressing white people. So you white people out there, you need to let these short, brown, and fugly Muslim cells or curry cells know. You're a hateful person because God created you fugly. That's a you problem, dude. Don't take it out on me, motherfucker. I didn't create you fugly. Ask God why he created you fugly. So you guys out there, you gotta start calling out these genetically inferior people. Because if you don't call them out, it's like Satan, okay? If you get that urge to do something bad, you gotta call Satan out and be like, yo, Satan, give it up, dude. And he's gonna be like, all right, I'll go bother, you know, somebody else. Same thing with colored people, you know. Again, if an Indian person is like oppressing you, terrorizing you, just flat out tell them, hey man, it's not my fault. God created you short, brown, and fugly. And they're gonna understand and they're gonna move on to somebody else. At the end of the day, guys, people want you to acknowledge the fact that, hey, I'm short, I'm brown, I'm fugly. Like, honestly, I don't care if you're short, brown, and fugly, you know? I'm not gonna stick my dick in your pussy if you're short, brown, and fugly. I'll still serve you food. I'll still do business with you. I don't care if you're short, brown, and fugly. As long as you're a decent human being, I'm good, baby. So you gotta tell a lot of people out there, man, hey, dude, I get it, you're short, brown, and fugly. But as long as you're cool, I'm cool with you, dude. You know, let them know up front, you know. Yeah, sure, I may not stick my dick in your pussy if you're an ugly-looking Indian chick, you know. But hey, I'll still serve you food. If you're an Indian dude, well, you know, I'm not Coach Bitch Pill, so I'm not gonna be your butt buddy, literally. But I'll still fucking, I don't know, talk to you on, I don't know, Discord, I guess, something like that. I don't know what you people use nowadays. Point I'm trying to get across to you guys is, you just gotta let people know that you're on to them, okay? Don't be like, you could seriously, you know, like that Indian woman who oppresses Stephen Molyneux's daughter at the cafe. She's doing it because she's a fugly Indian woman who's very hateful and angry at herself and the world, and therefore she's trying to take all that hatred and anger out on this poor little white girl, okay? Put that bitch in her place and be like, hey, not my fault, you're short, brown, and fugly. Take that up with God. You cool with me, I'm cool with you, and we all get to live happily ever after. And Coach Bitch Bill will still suck dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. Okay, guys? So, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.